years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today, it's over $1,200. But now I found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare. It's not proven. And they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
While monitoring the disaster called Harvey, President Trump was out on the road yesterday starting to push for sweeping tax reforms. Terry Moore with that story.
It is time.
Speaking in Missouri, Trump said the federal tax system imposes a crushing burden on businesses and families.
I'm calling on Congress to provide a level playing field for our workers and our companies and to put more money into the pockets of everyday, hardworking people.
Trump said he wants to lower the corporate tax rate to 15%, but he offered few specifics beyond that. The White House is putting the burden on Congress to produce a tax reform bill.
And I don't want to be disappointed by Congress. Do you understand me?
The Pentagon saying there are thousands more troops in Afghanistan than previously disclosed, about 11,000 soldiers serving there after it had previously said there were about 8,400 troops on the ground. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Back on the subject of Harvey, there is a tragic end to the story of six family members who went missing in the floodwaters from that storm. Lisa Carter has the story.
Officials in Harris County, Texas, confirming the sad news on Wednesday, saying they found the bodies of six Houston family members inside a submerged van swept away in Sunday's devastating flooding. The victims, an elderly couple and four great-grandchildren. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says the victims' relatives are in shock.
They are devastated, as we all are as well. Our worst fears have been realized.
Relatives told NBC News the driver had just crossed a bridge over a swollen bayou. The road dipped down, and the van was swept into the fast-moving floodwaters. The driver managed to get a seatbelt off and escape just as the van was going under.
Senator John McCain is returning to the U.S. Senate after completing his first round of chemotherapy. The Republicans' office saying in a statement yesterday that McCain will continue his work for the people of Arizona and the nation when the Senate reconvenes next week. And today's the 20th anniversary of the death of Princess Diana. People over the world devastated when she was tragically killed in a car crash in Paris 20 years ago. The impact of the death in Britain was explosive. Members of the public descending on Kensington Palace in droves to leave floral tributes. Diana, the Princess of Wales, was 36. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com. I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. At 11:05, it is 76 degrees in Flemington. It's quite pleasant, a little steamy up here in the offices. And there's a 30% chance of showers tonight with a high of 82. But then Friday, it looks to be pure fall, mostly sunny, a high of 68. Saturday, there's a 60% chance of rain, likely with a high of 67. And some showers early Sunday morning, high of 72, and then they clear out for Sunday afternoon and Labor Day, which looks to be sunny and 81. So it's unlikely the entire holiday will be ruined.
With tuppence for paper and strings, you can have your own set of wings. With your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight, with your fist holding tight to the strings of your kite.
Why are we playing this song? I'm intrigued.
Okay, you'd be intrigued.
You're not going to tell me?
Not yet.
Good morning, welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. 13 hours until September. There is so much going on at HCL that I don't even know where to start. Discounts with your library card, a full slate of programs for kids, teens, and adults. Okay, I guess I knew where to start.
Why are you shouting?
Because I think I have to shout over this song.
Don't
raise your hand. I guess I knew where to start. Now, I need to know. I can't go on until I know why you're playing this song.
No, keep going.
The Sherman Brothers classic, Let's Go Fly a Kite, from 1964, is Mary Poppins.
Sherman Brothers, just stick with that.
Okay,
be patient. So. Be patient.
Nobody puts Jennifer in a corner. The HCL Photography Show exhibits a gingerbread competition and much, much more in today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Why? What was my reference referring to?
It was Nobody Puts Baby in a Corner from Dirty Dancing.
Very good. Favorite movie of yours?
One up there.
Is it?
Yeah. I love Jerry Orbach. I know most people wouldn't say I love Dirty Dancing. I love Dirty Jerry.
Okay, we get first things first. Does this have something to do with September?
No, it has something to do with today's radio show.
Oh, by the way, before we get into that,
retracking,
what did you say the weather was for Friday and Saturday?
Saturday.
You said Fall Lake on Friday?
It's 68 and sunny.
68, that's the high?
Yes.
I'm supposed to golf tomorrow.
Oh, it's beautiful golfing weather.
I'm going to wear long pants.
No, you don't.
Really? How do you
know? No, no.
Okay, and then
no
what was Saturday?
Pants.
Rain?
Rain.
All
then,
day?
Mm-hmm. And then Sunday morning.
I'm happy about that. I was supposed to go to the track on Saturday.
Go Sunday.
Can't.
No, go Saturday. It's only 60% chance.
Yeah.
I'd take 60% odds that you're going to run down Main Street.
That's.
No.
Okay. Little pregnant pause there, Jennifer. Is that allowed to be said on the radio?
Why can't you
say
why
are we playing Mary Poppins soundtrack from the Broadway
play?
We're
not playing. It's Mary Poppins, and then it should be Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Okay. Is it the Sherman Brothers?
It's the Sherman Brothers. No, it's not. But last week you were talking about the Sherman Brothers.
And you looked them up.
And you're always accusing me of not being prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent days preparing information on the Sherman Brothers.
What did you do about work this week?
This was my work. It's my life's work. Sherman Brothers information and...
Are you going to give me a Sherman Brothers quiz?
Quiz.
You are.
I am.
I love it, Jennifer. Are you prepared for the radio show?
I am.
Everybody listening out there, if you haven't listened to the past, Jennifer is notoriously unprepared.
Oh, stop. And I'm glad
for our show
right now. My parents should be appalled right now.
Why?
I'm pretending I'm doing obscene shit. Aren't you? Yes, and I also have about Thomas Meehan, who died earlier this week.
Who's that?
He wrote books for Broadway hits. He died at 88. He wrote Annie, The Producers, and Hairspray.
Not quite as interested as him, but...
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry that he died, but...
Well, I loved... Annie was the first Broadway musical I saw, and then I loved The Producers. But
what's your favorite
but?
Song from Annie?
It's a Hard Knock Life.
It's a Hard Knock Life?
And the...
It's a Hard Knock Life for us...
And
it's a hard knock life for us.
You'll stay up till this room shines.
Like the top
of the Chrysler building.
What's your favorite, Annie? Did you watch the movies? Which is your favorite one?
We lived in Monmouth County when the second one was filmed, when the one was filmed at Monmouth, what was Monmouth College and Monmouth University now, so that was kind of neat.
Which one was that?
The circus scene. I think it was the one with Albert Finney.
Okay, that's the worst one. And Carol Burnett?
Yeah.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah. And actually, I think we saw the understudy. I don't think we saw Andrea McArdle. I think we saw her understudy.
Instead of treated, we get tricked.
Instead of kisses, we get kicks.
It's a hard knock life. Very good.
Thank you. The other interesting thing about Mr. Meehan, and the thing that caught my eye for you.
This better be interesting.
He was one of the go-to writers of Broadway, amassing book writing credits that included the Christmas-themed musical, Elf.
Oh, that's on Broadway now? I haven't seen it.
It
has
is.
That gotten good reviews? How would you know? You never...
Why would I pay attention? He
Too
also,
bad the cameras weren't running right now. We'd have some.
The president of the Chamber of Commerce says hello. He's reworking
in his own unique way.
He's reworking Young Frankenstein. It's going to be revived in London. So he's a Broadway staple.
Staple. He's a Broadway staple. I love that.
So
I
yeah.
Start using it.
He'd worked in a drugstore as a child.
So it's a job you wish you had. This sounds like a job is your dream job besides...
I have lots of dream jobs.
Being a librarian.
That's probably the one I'm best suited for.
And you're very good at it, Jennifer.
Thanks, Jim. So, yeah, that's why we played...
Isn't it amazing how we get sidetracked just right off the bat now? And you know, it's all my fault, too. We just go off on a
yes,
tangent.
Yes, Sherman Brothers. But I would like to say...
This is the library show.
August 30th, and we are saying, fitting a fine farewell to one of our longtime employees today... Linda Zdebski.
August 31st.
So what did I say?
August 30th.
Oh, wow. It's 31st.
I thought you scared me there for a minute. I thought I had the wrong date.
No, it's August 31st. And Linda's been with the county for 20 years. She started at the circulation desk. And then a few years ago, she took over the duties of the volunteer coordinator. She's been doing all the displays, which have been super duper creative. And I'd say, oh, how about this? And then she would do, wow.
Exactly. She's... God-given talent for that.
And thankfully, she has left us boxes labeled with the display. You know, I said, oh, it's the 100th anniversary of the beginning of World War I. And we had World War I planes hanging throughout the library. We had my husband's family photos up in the library.
She was amazing. And she wore a lot of many hats. A lot of hats. She wore many hats at the Huntington County Library. So if you ever visited us and you... marveled at one of our book displays or other displays. That was Linda.
And I sent out an email this morning, and I forgot one of her... And she also restarted the outdoor art show and sale.
You mentioned it.
But I forgot the cafe.
Oh. Yeah, so the Bookmark Cafe was her thing, and the outdoor art show. If you came in the last several years and have come to our outdoor art show, Linda ran that. So she's done a lot. We're going to miss her a lot.
Yes.
I'm going to miss her.
Yes,
you are. I got to start working harder now.
Yes, you are.
She did a lot. She made me look good.
I thought that
so
was me.
So thank you, Linda, for all the... Well, you do, too. See, I get it.
Uh-huh.
And I make you look good, too. No?
Okay. Yes,
maybe.
You do. Yeah.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you,
Jim. That was hard to compliment me. I complimented you. Just came right out.
I know. No.
Returning the favor, not so easy, is it?
Oh, stop. No, because you did... When I told you one of my biggest dreams at the library, you said, okay, let's do it.
What was it?
We reinstated the welcome wagon.
Okay.
Which we still have welcome packets today.
You got to dream bigger.
And I wanted a newsletter. And I think we're in our 10th year of this scoop.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. More than that,
I think. The new scoop is actually out.
It is.
Starting tomorrow. And it's got chock full of information, including things we'll talk about on today's library show, including the photo show, the discounts with your library card, book groups, children's events, exhibits... programs, et cetera, Jennifer.
How do I not have one with me?
I don't know. Do you not know?
Tomorrow, the 360th Jim Thatch bookmark will also be released.
360.
And it will be...
The quick math equals 30 years.
30 years.
One a month.
It is a Tip Top Secret. I thought I had one with me. I don't.
They've already been circulating slightly.
Oh, dear. And it will be on Facebook tomorrow to be revealed.
And this is my toughest puzzle of all time. So if you're not familiar, I hide the month of the current month in the design as well as the letters HCL for Hunterdon County Library. And I've hid it in this one 10 times, which is a lot.
What have you hidden 10 times?
HCL.
Okay.
10 HCLs hidden in there. And people that usually get them very quickly have been having trouble getting 3 or 4 of them. So
it's,
I might be getting my revenge after 30 years finally.
Yes. And I know what I want you to do for October.
What?
It's our 5th year anniversary.
Oh, I know.
On the
you
radio
mentioned
show.
That. I know what December is going to be already. October, November. So, but how do you draw a radio show?
Well, I don't know. We've got microphones. We've got headphones. You've got the logo. I think you could do it.
All right. I'll figure something out. Just
sure.
For you, Jennifer.
Thank
I
you
like
that.
To make your dreams come true, obviously.
Thank
it's
you.
It's just another one.
All right. Well, how about you make my dream come true? We will do the first commercial break, and then we will do Today in History.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French.
Going back to the library show.
But I do know. Thank you for
starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcast. Oh, I did the opening already. It's time for Today in History. It's time every week I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date, which is August 31st. I also ask her, give her names of people who were born or who have died on August 31st, and see if she knows who they are just by hearing their name. I know them just by hearing their name. This Jennifer. That's usually a hit or miss proposition. Let's go back to 1864. Jennifer sounds like Civil War trivia to me.
Oh, is Kiko listening? Or is
Kiko is listening, of course, because I was singing a Broadway tune, so I'm not going to live that one down anytime soon.
I didn't know if he went to help out in Texas.
Not yet. I'm probably waiting to get the call. I guess the floodwater's got to recede, and then he'll clean up.
I didn't know what
he'll clean up after.
I see.
Maybe. I don't know. I'll ask him. I'll find out for next show for you. Civil War, Jennifer. William Sherman launches an attack on a famous assault on Atlanta, his march to the sea on this date in 1864. My question to you, what is William Sherman's middle name?
Tecumseh.
Very good. I thought you'd know that. Very unusual name. Wonder where that came from, Indian name or something?
I think so.
Okay, 1988, Jennifer. Mary Nichols dies on this date in 1888. Did I say 1988?
You did.
1888, Jennifer. Mary Nichols dies on this date. What is the significance of her death?
She was the first woman executed.
You're on the right track. She was murdered. She was the first woman murdered.
By Jack the Ripper.
How did you deduce that? How do you know?
I'm very smart.
Do you know about Jack the Ripper or something?
I've read a little bit about
it. Okay, well, obviously. Okay, Jennifer, 1928. The Three Penny Opera is first produced in Berlin. My question? What famous song came out of that play or opera?
Oh.
Became a hip-hop song.
Are we going to sing it?
Maybe.
Oh, tell me.
Bobby Darin made it famous. Oh, the shark babe has such
Mac the Knife.
Teeth. Yep, very good. Mac the Knife from Three Penny Opera. Okay, Jennifer, unfortunately, this was, you probably know, I don't have to say what big anniversary is this today.
Well, they announced it on the news if you were listening.
1997.
Princess Diana was killed in a
Diana, car. Princess of Wales, and her companion Dodi Fayed, and the driver Henri Paul die in a car crash in Paris on the same. Do you remember where you were when you heard the news?
It was a Sunday morning.
One of those things where I think you knew.
It was a Sunday morning.
Well, it was Saturday night late, because I remember.
I saw it on Sunday. We were going to go out to Chester, Pennsylvania, to a bookstore, the Chester Book Barn. And Martha Stewart's original shows were on at 8:30 on Sunday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had it on in the background.
I remember I had just finished a fantasy football draft, and I turned on the TV. It was late Saturday night. So it's one of those JFK...
Yeah.
Diana, who else do you know? Like, I guess within the Twin Towers, there's like three or four things in your life you know where you were when it happened.
Well, I don't know if I told you, when I came home from school and heard that Reagan had been shot, I paid really close attention to what I was wearing in case people were going to ask me in the future, like, what were you wearing when Reagan was shot? What were you doing?
I have no idea.
Not realizing that you didn't need to do it, you just would remember.
No. Hey, I don't remember when Reagan was shot, so that doesn't count.
Right. But if it were that big, you would have.
Right. Exactly, Jennifer.
Right. No, you're right.
People who were born or died on this date. People who, 1897, Frederick March was born.
He was a character. He was an actor. The old people are going to be so mad at me that I can't think of one thing he was in.
I didn't realize, because he's in my father's favorite movie. He actually won one of the few people that have won more than one Oscar for Best Actor. I know him from Best Years of Our Lives. I forget what the other one he was in.
I'm going to look it up because I know.
Go ahead, Jennifer. While you're doing that, Buddy Hackett was born in 1924.
He was a comedian. He was... I see him laughing, or the other one, Hee-Haw?
No.
He was just a comedian.
Yes.
But I don't know specifically what he did.
He was the voice of the seagull in The Little Mermaid. But you would know him as one of the lead roles in a famous movie musical. He sang Shaboopy.
He sang what?
Shaboopy. Don't know what musical Shaboopy's from? The Music Man.
Oh no, that's your movie.
Oh, you didn't like Music Man? I thought you were a big fan of musicals.
No, I...
And especially ones maybe before 1960.
That's not one of the ones that I really, really know.
Really? Okay. Never mind. Sorry about that, Jennifer.
No, it's okay.
1969, died on this date in 1969. This is my last one for you, Jennifer. Rocky Marciano.
He was a fighter.
A fighter?
A boxer.
Okay. Just most famously in the news, like last week, and that's what my question is to you. Why was he just in the news last week? Little controversy.
He didn't fight Merriweather, did he?
No, but it's connected to that. See, that's why you're on the right track.
Yeah.
Marciano finished his career 49-0, which is the best record by any boxer. And Mayweather was 49-0.
Okay.
Before this fight, which they're saying, the Marciano family saying shouldn't count because Mayweather had been retired and this other guy is not a boxer. It was kind of like a different kind of fight. So they say it shouldn't count.
I see.
What side do you fall on? The side of I don't care one way or the other? Is that the side you
Death
fall on?
Death of a Salesman is a Frederick March movie, I was thinking.
He was in, and he won the Best Actor?
He won a Golden Globe.
He won for two Best Actors Academy Awards, Jennifer. Don't sidetrack me.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Is that Best Actor Oscar? Well, there you go. I just hurt my knee. I just incurred the first knee injury broadcasting a radio show.
Do we have to have paperwork?
What?
Do we have to do paperwork?
We might. I like just hyperextended my knee.
How are you going to golf tomorrow?
Oh, great. I hope Kiko stopped listening for that one. He's already questioning my manhood as it is.
Oh, I'm not going there. But trust me, friend Jay will know about it before the day is over.
Okay, Jennifer, discounts with your library card. Or all do right. We do Sherman trivia?
It's up to you.
Let's stay on the trivia for now. We'll devote the second half of the show to the photo show and the discounts with the library card. And I want to talk extensively about the Manhattan Short Film Festival. I think people are going to love Jennifer.
Muffins are getting ready to celebrate Valentine's Day.
I saw that. That's when they were inducting the guy into the... So in Walt Disney World, Jennifer.
Because the Sherman Brothers.
The Hall of Fame in Walt Disney World, where if you're a Disney fan, is along Main Street. You get your name on one of the windows along Main Street of the Magic Kingdom, if you're a Disney legend, they call it. So obviously like Walt Disney's name, but they give you like a fictional company... Like you're a business on Main Street, and they give you your name, and that's how you are like put into the Walt Disney Hall of Fame. If you see your name on one of the windows above Main Street. So this is a little that you're listening to right now is a little the Carousel of Progress. Are you familiar with that ride?
I'm not, but what they're going to do is they're going to sing all the theme songs to all the different rides at the Sherman Brothers.
Gotcha. Okay, we're supposed to listen.
So that's just going to be the background. This. The Sherman Brothers we had talked about last week.
So he wrote "It's a Small World After All."
Yes.
People, they hate the Sherman Brothers for writing that song.
Well, I'd have to say...
What is the word for a song that you can't forget, Jennifer? What is the term they use for a song that is in your head and you just can't get it out?
An earbug? Is that what you're looking for?
Close. An earworm.
Or a worm. I call it annoying or something else. Okay, so the Sherman Brothers were an American songwriting duo. Specialized in musical films. It was Robert Sherman. He died in 2012. And Richard Sherman, who's still alive as of this writing. But probably their best known song is It's a Small World. They worked directly for Walt Disney until Walt Disney died in 1966. And then they did some other movies.
Notably, Charlotte's Web, one of the most beautiful songs you'll ever hear from Charlotte's Web. You remember that?
I'm going to give you...
Animated...
I talked about Charlotte's Web last week and you poo-pooed me.
No, the animated one. You're talking about the book.
No, they did
an animated where Debbie Reynolds played Charlotte, I think. The Sherman Brothers wrote one of the most beautiful... Boy, Kiko's just kind of...
Jim.
Kiko, please turn on the radio now.
I don't think your knee is the only thing you've heard first.
This is the first time and another first time in the history of radio that one of the hosts is asking one of the listeners to please turn off the radio.
You know, I think Jay's going shopping for scented candles this week and perhaps you'll go with him.
But it's the song, let me just, because the song is called Mother Earth and Father Time.
All right, but you're going to ruin
this. Gorgeous song. Go ahead.
If you keep this up, it's not going to make any sense. So, I have a list of the songs that the movies are credited
for.
But they didn't always do the lyrics, and sometimes there were other so we may have some disagreements. But I've also inserted some that they did not write.
Some say did not write? Why would you do that?
Because the question is going to be, I'm going to give you a title of a movie.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me whether they wrote it or not.
Okay. And I know one of the questions is going to be, but I'll just wait for it.
Wait for it. Okay, The Parent Trap.
The Parent Trap, Let's Get Together.
Did they do it? Yes or no? It's just yes or no. Did they do the music?
They did. They wrote that song, yes.
Okay. 101 Dalmatians.
You might have to turn this off. They might give it away for you, Jennifer. Or turn it down a little bit. No, I'm going to say no on that one. Because they weren't that good, that song. So that Cruella de Vil was the one hit song to come out of that one.
Oh, it's George Burns.
No, we don't even know if it's a yes or no. Go ahead.
Okay, The Sword and the Stone.
I'm not familiar with that one. I'm going to say yes.
Yes. The Big Red, 1963.
The Big Red? Are these Disney movies?
Yes. Up until 66, they sure are.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, just Big Red, not The Big Red.
Big Red? I don't know.
Yes, he did. It was a dog.
Okay.
Son of Flubber.
These are like live action things. I don't know. I thought you were going to go to their classic songs, like Mary Poppins. Go ahead. I don't know.
Do I complain when you do trivia? Yes or no? You have a 50-50 chance.
Yes.
No. George Burns, who also did Davy Crockett, did that. Mary Poppins.
Yeah, of course.
The Monkey's Uncle.
Let me go. Can I give you a side story to...
You may certainly give me a side story, Jim.
The Monkey's Uncle, the Beach Boys recorded The Monkey's Uncle, but the Sherman Brothers did write the song. But in Mary Poppins, that's how they got hired. Walt Disney asked them to come to the studio, and they gave them a copy of the book Mary Poppins. Said, read this, bring it home, and see what you think. So they went home and circled paragraphs that they thought would be good to make good songs and stuff like that. Came back, and Walt Disney took out his copy of Mary Poppins and compared them, and they had circled the exact same paragraphs, and they were hired on the spot.
Did you see Mr. Banks?
Yes, great movie. Saving Mr. Banks, if you're interested. Go ahead.
Winnie the Pooh and the Honey Tree, 1966.
Yes.
Yes. The Jungle Book, 1967.
They didn't write Bare Necessities, but they wrote everything else.
That's correct. They wrote with George Burns of Son of Flubber fame. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, 1968.
They did indeed.
They did. That was their first non-Disney. The Love Bug, 1968.
I'm going to say no.
No, that was George Burns again. The Aristocrats, 1970.
No.
They went back to Disney. And they wrote it with George Burns.
George Burns? Not the George Burns.
No, not the George Burns. Bedknobs and Broomsticks, 1971.
The Age of Not Believing. We'll say yes.
Yes, they did. And that was with Disney again. Snoopy Come Home, 1972.
Yes.
Yes. Charlotte's Web.
Yes.
We've already established that.
Tom Sawyer, yes.
Yes. Wow. Robin Hood, 1973.
No, that was the great Roger Miller.
And George Burns, yes. Huckleberry Finn, 1974.
No, I didn't. I'm going to say no.
He did.
Oh.
Apple Dumpling Gang, 1975.
No.
No, that was Buddy Baker and Paul Smith. Escape to Witch Mountain, 1975.
Back to Escape to Witch Mountain. I'm going to go yes.
He did not. Johnny Mandel wrote it, and he also wrote the music for Freaky Friday, but he also wrote a very famous theme song to a movie that became a very famous theme song to a probably the longest running half-hour TV show ever.
Simpsons?
MASH. Maybe it isn't any longer. The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, 1977.
I don't think so.
He did not.
Kenny Loggins did that, I think.
The Magic of Lassie, 1978.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to Pooh Corner, 1983.
No, that was Kenny Loggins.
Yes. Many Adventures was Buddy Baker and Paul Smith. The Little Mermaid.
No, that was Ashman and Howard Ashman and who was the guy? The other guy
Alan
who
Menken.
Died. Yeah, Menken.
Country Bears, 2002.
I'm going to say yes.
He did not. That was Christopher Young from Red Bank. And that was an unusual one for him because he did the music for Hellraisers and Runaway Jury. And those were more scores.
The end of every day. I thought you were enjoying. So the song they're singing now is from a ride made in 1964 by Walt Disney for the 64 World's Fair. Your parents probably went on it.
My, not together. My mother did. You know the story about the World's Fair and my mother?
Yeah, what happened? Oh, she was supposed to go to a baseball game.
No, she went to there. She went to a baseball game instead of the World's Fair.
So then how'd she go on the Carousel of Progress?
She didn't.
Oh.
You said she did.
She missed something special, going missing the Carousel of Progress. The Mets could have lost any other day of the week for her.
And they certainly did. In 2009, The Boys, the Sherman Brothers story, was a documentary.
Very, very good DVD. Do we have it in our collection?
No.
Can we get it in our collection?
Probably not.
Why?
It's probably not that widely distributed.
I have a copy.
Well, then you can donate.
Should I donate to the library?
Sure.
It's very good. Their father was a Tin Pan Alley musician. He wrote the song A Football Hero, whatever. Remember that old song? You got to be a football hero to...
Jukebox hero? No.
To make it with the beautiful girl or something.
Yeah.
That was their father.
Never heard it. They also wrote Only a Woman Like You with Michael Bolton. And it was in Super Sleuth Christmas Movie. I didn't know if that was one of your favorite cheesy movies or not.
I think we're going to play Sherman Brothers song. I think we're going to play Mother Earth and Father Time at the next commercial break.
Will you cry if I do?
No. I think it's a beautiful song. I'm trying to put some culture in you. It's about the...
Trying to get some culture in me.
It's about the dance of life.
We could play Circle of Life from...
It's about the seasons, but of also about someone's life and how fleeting can be.
Who provided the rat's voice?
Paul Lynde.
Paul Lynde. But last week when I wanted to talk about Charlotte's Web, you said no.
You were talking about the book.
No, I was not talking about the book necessarily.
No, we were talking about it. What did we say?
We were talking about the fair, and you said, what state fair? I said, it's like Charlotte's Web without the pig and the...
Without the spider and the pig. Of course.
Like the entire family goes to the fair.
That's like... That was a bad analogy. Don't blame me for rotten analogies.
I didn't think it was rotten. It made sense in my little head.
It's like saying it was like Jaws, but without the ocean and a shark in it or something.
Well, there you go.
It's the same thing.
All right, so you want to talk about Library Card Month?
Yeah, I'll talk about Library Card Month, and we'll have a commercial break. Coming up, let me talk about the Manhattan Short Film Festival first. No, let me talk about Library Card Month first, because starting tomorrow, Jennifer, starting at midnight tonight, if any of these businesses are open after midnight, you can go in. We've done this promotion for many years now. It's called Discounts with Your Hunterdon County Library Card. So during the month of September, many local Hunterdon County businesses are offering discounts to people that come into their establishment and just show them their library card. I've got the list of them right here. Let's run down it real quick. In no particular order, Jennifer, Be Here Yoga, which is Be Here Now Yoga, which is on Main Street in Flemington. You can buy a new student three-pack for $25 and get a fourth class free. So that's a free yoga class for you, Jennifer. Hunterdon County YMCA, one free week for the entire family. A free week at the Y if you show your Hunterdon County Library card. One free week at USA Karate and Fitness. Basil Bandwagon, which is very popular with my wife, among all the other healthy eating people in the county. 10% any item, except for items in the cafe. Grateful Bites. A free coffee or tea with a purchase of a scone. Jersey Mike subs. Get a lunch for $7.50. That's a sub, chips, and a drink. Italian Bakeries, $1 off a $10 purchase. Lone Eagle Brewing. $1 off your first pint, flight, or growler per visit. That's a good deal. I'm going to be taking advantage of that tonight, hopefully, if we can jump in
tonight's
early.
The August still.
I know. I saw that they had our flyers out, though. So
well, that's
maybe.
Good.
Mixing Bowl, 20% off any in-stock purchase. Pambies, that little place right on Route 31, 20% off any order. Maybe that'll inspire me to finally go to Pambies. The Red Mill Museum Village is giving you $2 off of regular admission. Great Clips, $2 off a regularly priced haircut. Jersey Community Acupuncture, 2-for-1 new patient special. Leo Family Dental is going to give you a free dental hygiene kit. Bluefish Clothing, 10% off. J. Jill, 30% off a single regularly priced purchase. Enjoy yourself right down the street from
Lone
Eagle. $5 off any purchase of $25 or more. That's a good one.
Anytime you say that, I always think of that song from the 60s.
What?
Enjoy Yourself.
That's Michael Jackson. I think it was from the 70s.
It was from, did I say
from
60s?
The Wall, yeah.
I meant the 70s.
Okay.
It had 70s in my head. 60s came out.
Our friend Jim Gannot from Crown Trove. Did you want to say something more about Enjoy Yourself?
No, but just every time you say that, like
no,
you
that's
read
probably
that, that's
what they want you to
head.
Think, Jennifer. So it's an earworm.
Earworm.
Crown Trophy of Flemington. Our friend Jim Gannot is going to give you 10% off all trophy and sign orders. Darrow Sporting Edge, 15% off. Sneakers Plus, 20% off your entire purchase, excluding varsity jackets. And online purchases. Act 2 books. Buy one book, get another 50% off. 50. Get a free bargain book just for stopping in. Beyond Bijou, 50% off one item. The Book Garden, 10% off most items in the store. 20% off new hardcovers. Comic Fusion, 10% off. Ink Junction, 10% off purchases of $65 or more. Fish and Pets Plus, a free betta fish, or 10% off any other live fish. Higgins News Agency, a large coffee for 99 cents. 10% off at the Spinnery. 50% off your first month's rent at Stowaway Self-Storage. Twice Told Tales, 10% off your entire purchase. And Vintage Shop, which is in Clinton, 10% off everything over $20. So all these businesses will have signs posted alerting you that if you have your library card on you, that your discount is live and ready to go. So hopefully you'll visit one of these businesses. If you want to list the businesses, go to any of our libraries and pick up a brochure, or go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. You can look at the businesses there or print out a copy on your printer at home, and then just leave it in your car. So if you're out and about in Hunterdon County, be sure to stop by one of these participating businesses and maybe get a little extra money for Christmas or something, Jennifer. Yes?
Yes.
Maybe?
Maybe.
And before we go to the commercial break in 3 minutes, let me just tell you about the HC Amateur Photography Show. Entries are now being accepted. I already got over like 10 entries, Jennifer, and it's not even September yet. So it's entry deadline is the end of September, September 29th, but we accept the first 100 local amateur photographers. You're allowed to enter one picture. It's a very reasonable entry fee of $2 for adults and $1 for students. We have an awards presentation on Wednesday, October 11th. Cash awards will be given in first place in several categories, including Hunterdon County Scene, Floral, Wildlife, Scenic Landscape, Abstract Still Life, People, Human Interest. Did I say landscape? I did say landscape, Jennifer. So ribbons for first, second place, and honorable mention, and cash prizes for first place. Cash prize also for a Public's Choice Award that will be voted on by our library patrons. Our judge this year is the one and only Walter Horoszewski. Did I drop? Oh, no. Walter Horoszewski, the famous New Jersey author and photographer.
What are you doing over there?
I dropped
your
something.
Glasses.
Photographer. He's judged our show several times, and he'll be doing a program Wednesday, October 11th, right after the awards ceremony. Program about historic photos and the stories behind them. So that sounds very interesting. So for more information about the HC Amateur Photography Show, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and entry form is right there, a link right on the homepage to the entry form, or just stop by one of the libraries, fill it out there, and you can drop it off at the circulation desk, and we'll make sure you're entered. Remember, only the first 100 photographers, Jennifer, will be showing their work during the month of October at the Hunterdon County Library. And now it's time for our last commercial break. We'll come back with information about the Manhattan Short Film Series. You're going to want to hear all about this.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Special are we for just a moment to be part of life's eternal rhyme.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and the Sniveling Jim Thatch. Sniffling?
Come on, I'm just trying to expand your horizons. You're welcome, by the way.
Thank you. I've seen this.
I'm just trying to give Kiko a little more grist for the mill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So before we leave you today, I would be remiss.
Mighty big word for all of you.
So I'm going to pause here, there, let Debbie Reynolds enthrall our listeners. Only radio show where you hear the Monkey's Uncle and Mother Earth and Father Time.
And Elton
Charlotte's
John's
Web.
The Bitches Back.
So the Manhattan Short Film Festival, the Hunterdon County Library, and the North County Branch are pleased to be hosting the Manhattan Short Film Festival this year. We'll be showing the 10 finalists. This year, Manhattan Short received 1,615 entries, Jennifer, from 75 countries, from which 10 finalists were selected. These 10 short films were screened on more than 1,000 times in over 250 cities on 6 continents during the week of September 28th through October 8th. And the judges of these films are you, the audience. On entry to each venue, you will be handed a ballot that allows you to vote for the best short film and actor at the conclusion of the program. Votes will be sent to the Manhattan Shorts headquarters, and the winner will be announced at ManhattanShort.com on Monday, October 9th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The directors and actors anxiously await your decision.
How are they going to tally all those votes?
They're smart. So we're going to be doing this at the Hunterdon County Library headquarters on Thursday, September 28th at 6 p.m. and Saturday, October 7th at 2 p.m. It's free and open to the public, of course. I do not have the North County dates.
Oh, I do.
But let me run down the films real quick for you, Jennifer. The 10 films are Do No Harm, A Single-Minded Surgeon. Tell me which one you think sounds the best out of these. Do No Harm, A Single-Minded Surgeon is forced to break her physician's oath when violent gangsters storm into a hospital to stop a crucial operation. Does that sound like it's up your alley?
No.
Behind, a divorced mother is obsessed with the idea that her ex-husband is planning to take her baby away from her. Fickle Bickle, left alone in a magnificent mansion after a forgetful owner goes on vacation, a plumber contacts his high school crush, knowing she's always been a gold digger. Hope dies last. During World War II, a prisoner working as a barber for the Nazis fears every haircut may be his last. Perfect Day, with a $10 million business deal set to close and a date, David figures today will be the best day of his life. Not quite, Jennifer. Just Go, a young man who lost both legs in a childhood accident comes to the rescue of the girl he loves when she is victimized by villains. Mare Nostrum, on a Mediterranean shore, a Syrian father's decision to give his daughter a better life puts her in danger of losing it. Viola Franca, Sicily, 1965. Franca is being forced to marry her rapist to avoid being a pariah in her traditionalist community, but she rebels against the established custom. In a nutshell, love, war, and the myriad states of humanity and the world condensed into a visual summation that's a treat for the eyes. And finally, 8 minutes, with the end of the world fast approaching, an aging musician realizes one last feat of magic is required of him.
And they're being shown at the North County branch on Friday, September 29th at 2 p.m. and Tuesday, October 3rd at 6 p.m.
So check our webpage. There's a link. There's information right on our homepage, hclibrary.us. It's something I think you're going to want to see. All these films are about not even 10 minutes long.
Well, someone is 12 and 15.
Oh, it says?
Yeah.
It says, oh, those are the times. Okay, ones. No more than 15 minutes long.
Yeah, and they come from New Zealand, Spain, the United States, the United Kingdom, Latvia, Syria, Italy, Switzerland, and Georgia, the country, not the state. So there's two from Spain.
Nothing from the U.S.?
Yes, Fickle Bickle is from the United States.
Does it say where in the U.S.?
No, it does not.
USA. We're voting on the USA one, just because we're patriotic. Just like the library, that. Jennifer. Okay, how bad? I'm just kidding. I'm not that way. Which one do you think sounds the best? I think. I was going to say the USA one, but no, I got to pick another one.
Hey, I like Behind and Hope Dies Last. Look interesting.
Hope Dies Last could be interesting. Perfect Day, I bet you, is good.
You think?
Yeah.
That one doesn't intrigue me at all.
No. That's why I like it.
I kind of feel like Will Ferrell should be in that one.
I wonder if there's any famous actors in these
things. I've been playing Pure Imagination, but I forgot to put the volume up.
Nice. From Willy Wonka?
Yeah, the Gene Wilder one.
I don't think that was a Sherman Brothers song.
No, it wasn't. It was just the one that was next.
So the Huntington County Chamber Radio and the Library Show especially wants to thank the Sherman Brothers for their contribution to the world of music.
Yes.
Hey, Jennifer, we've got 3 minutes left, and I've been talking nonstop.
You certainly have. I don't have the little flyer. We've got some authors coming up in September, October, and November at the county at the headquarters library. So shall I talk about them a little bit?
Yes.
On
you don't have to ask, Jennifer.
Yeah.
I gave you free rein. You could talk about... never mind. See, I'm talking again.
You're talking again. So Saturday, September 30th. Here it is. We're going to welcome Judy Gladstein. She's a gardening expert and author for Timber Press.
They are more than just
That's
pastors.
Why I turned it off.
This is more than just a tire. And we are more than just...
And she will be talking about bulbs because September and October are the time to start planting bulbs for the year. You want to plant them once the ground... Once the temperature has been about 40 degrees overnight for 2 nights, so the ground is nice and cold. And she's going to talk about how bulbs came from Holland. There's a new movie out right now, Tulip Fever. Tulip bulbs were considered.
Tulips are hot right now, huh?
Yeah. And I just got an email from her. She's got half a dozen bulb companies sending her about 20 bulb catalogs, which she will pass out to audience participants. And she had a company donating a book and a couple of free gift certificates that she will hand out as door prizes. So that's very exciting. And then the last Saturday of October, I think it's the 28th, we'll be welcoming Lori Walmark at 2 in the afternoon. She's going to talk about nitty-gritty marketing for new writers or old writers, how to get your book out there, how to make the best use of blogs, swag giveaways, things like that. And she is the author, I forget the woman's name, a picture book about a woman who did coding, computer coding, to encourage young girls to do computer coding. And her books will be for sale at that event. And then November 4th, we are going to welcome back Marta McDowell. Marta wrote, her most recent book was All the President's Gardens, about the gardens at the White House. Her new book coming out next month is Laura Ingalls, The World of Laura Ingalls Wilder, all the gardens and all the plants that she grew, and it's lavishly illustrated. It's got drawings by Helen Sewell, who illustrated the original Little House on the Prairie series, and by Garth Brooks, who also illustrated Charlotte's Web, and he illustrated the modern-day Little House on the Prairie books, this being the 150th anniversary of Laura Ingalls' birth. So that will also be out. She's coming November 4th at 2 p.m., so we'll be looking forward to welcoming her. And it is 11:57, and Jim is looking pointedly at me, something he's probably never done before. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The storm and flood-damaged Texas Gulf Coast is getting another high-level visit today. We get more on that from correspondent Joe Gomez.
Vice President Mike Pence is traveling to the coastal town of Rockport, Texas, to see the devastation caused by hurricane now turned tropical depression Harvey. President Donald Trump visited Corpus Christi, Texas, in Austin on Tuesday for briefings with local officials. Trump plans to return to Texas on Saturday and possibly visit Louisiana.
The center of what's now that tropical depression is moving across Mississippi today. Reports are there are concerns it could trigger some tornadoes there. A show of force by the U.S. and South Korea today as fighter jets fly over the Korean Peninsula in response to the latest North Korean missile test. The jets conducting a mock bombing drill and simulating a surgical strike on an enemy facility. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. I've been in the investment business for 32 years, managing money for the Wall Street elite and raising hundreds of millions for their companies. In 2003, I created the VRA, my investment and economic newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. We're not a brokerage firm. I tell you what stocks to buy using my proprietary VRA investing system, and then I tell you exactly when to sell and take profits. My system tracks the smart money, using a combination of fundamental and technical analysis, and only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership to the VRA. You get my daily market commentary and special reports, including my number one recommendation, which is already up 300% this year. To receive your two free weeks, go to VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. If you act now, you also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump.
I look forward to helping you crush Mr. Market at VRAinsider.com.
Economic news. The Labor Department reports this morning 236,000 workers filed initial claims for unemployment benefits last week, about 1,000 more than the week before. The Commerce Department says incomes and personal spending both rose slightly last month. The August jobs report from the Feds is due out tomorrow. President Trump touting sweeping tax reforms as he spoke in Missouri yesterday, saying it's time for Congress to get to work on that issue.
On a plan that is